Recorded Books presents How Music Works by David Byrne. Narrated by Andrew Garman, with an introduction narrated by the author. And directed by Teresa Bookheister.
Preface. I've been involved in music all my adult life. I didn't plan it that way, and it wasn't even a serious ambition at first. But that's the way it turned out. A very happy accident, if you ask me. It's a little strange, though, to realize that a large part of my identity is tied to something that is completely ephemeral. You can't touch music. It exists only at the moment it is being apprehended. And yet, it can profoundly alter how we view the world and our place in it. Music can get us through difficult patches in our lives by changing not only how we feel about ourselves, but also how we feel about everything outside ourselves. It's powerful stuff. Early on, though, I realized that the same music placed in a different context can not only change the way the listener perceives the music, but it can also cause the music itself to take on an entirely new meaning. Depending on where you hear it, in a concert hall or on the street, or what the intention is, the same piece of music could either be an annoying intrusion, abrasive and assaulting, or you could find yourself dancing to it. How music works, or doesn't work, is determined not just by what it is in isolation, if such a condition can ever be said to exist, but in a large part by what surrounds it, where you hear it, and when you hear it. How it's performed, how it's sold and distributed, how it's recorded, who performs it, whom you hear it with, and of course, finally,